We're joined now by Michelle Gable. She's an American author, lives in San Diego. Tell us about Cliff House.
Yep. So as with my prior novels, this one was inspired by a real story. And I had read an article in Vanity Fair about the homes in Sconset on Nantucket, on the easternmost side of the island, that many have been in families for generations, and they're in danger of falling over the bluff due to erosion. And I immediately pictured a home, which I called Cliff House, as you said, 99 years old, has been in the family all that time, and it's about to fall over the bluff. And we meet the matriarch of the family, who's determined to save it, even if she has to spend her every last dime and every last ounce of goodwill in the town. And we go back and forth in time period between the modern day era when she's trying to save this house and the late 30s, early 40s with prior inhabitants of the house.
We have some vivid characters. you certainly write well about women. Tell us about Bess Codman.
So the woman who is trying to save her house is named Sissy, and Bess Codman is Sissy's adult daughter, and she is a physician in San Francisco, and she's stayed away from the family house for a few years, and she definitely has her reasons for it, even if she can't really admit them to herself. And so her father calls her and says, you know, Bess, your mother is refusing to leave this house. I cannot deal with this anymore. I'm going back to Boston. You need to come and pack up your mom, get her to move, get her out, get all of our family belongings out of this house. So Bess is dispatched to the island, and she has to confront. She's going through a bad divorce in her own life, and she has other personal issues she's trying to get through. So she's trying to battle that while trying to move her mother out of this house. And she comes across the Cliff House's their guest book, which is like one of those guest books you see in where people write about time about their stay, not just their signature. And she has all these great memories of her grandmother, whom she was very close to. And then we go back in time and see her grandmother when she was very young.
We're talking about The Book of Summer with New York Times bestselling author Michelle Gable. Michelle, how well did you know this part of the world before you wrote this story?
I didn't know it all that well. I've always loved the East Coast, despite the fact that I've been born and raised California girl. I live a few blocks from the beach here in California now, so I do understand that idea of Mother Nature and erosion. But I've always wanted to go to Nantucket, so this was a great excuse to take several trips, not just one, because of course I wanted to get it as accurate as possible. So I had to take the rough, you know, do the rough task of having to visit the island.
You do a very good job of writing about women, something you seem well equipped for.
Thank you. Yeah, and I like to write about relationships, especially in a family. You know, in this one you have between mother and daughter, grandmother and granddaughter, and then also, you know, I love World War II novels. It's one of my favorite genres, but they're almost always explored from a European perspective. You know, they take place in Europe. So I also wanted to attack that topic from a stateside perspective and the women that are left behind when the men go off.
There's also Ruby Packard.
Yep, Ruby is Bess's grandmother, and she is a bright-eyed, young, newlywed, has just gotten married, but it's the eve of World War II, and she doesn't really realize it, or she's a little bit in denial, thinks, oh, the U.S. should just mind their own business, which was, you know, a very controversial viewpoint back then, and she thinks, you know, okay, I'm married, life's going to be great from here on out, and then the war comes. And so we see what she struggles with during the war and the friendships she forges, too, with other women, and some even reluctantly so, like her sister-in-law, and also what she might grapple with after the war is done.
Now, you are being recognized as a bright talent in the world of women's fiction. Is there pressure now to keep it going now that you've had three exceptionally well-received books?
Well, there's always pressure because you just want each book to be better than the last. You want to improve and get better and become a better writer and introduce more complex characters. So I have that pressure, you know, more than I think, you know, sales or that, because you can only control that just so much. And then I just, when you've built a following and people who have really been affected or touched by your books, you don't want to let them down, and you want to keep giving them interesting stories.
As far as the process of writing, how do you do it, Michelle?
I spend many months researching, and I spend time outlining, although I tend to deviate from my outlines. And once I'm writing, I have a daily word count, and I have to do it every day. It doesn't matter what's going on that day, if I have to do it really early or really late, or sitting in the pickup line at my girl's school. My second book I wrote, my girls were playing competitive softball, and I was on a deadline, and I wrote it almost entirely by hand, you know, sitting behind the backstop as they warmed up. So it's, my process is get it done, I guess, is the short way to put it.
Is it fair to say you have an affinity for escapist settings?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I love to visit places in fiction myself when I read that I wouldn't ordinarily get a chance to see, or situations I wouldn't get to experience. So I like to write the kind of books that I like to read, things where maybe you learn, you know, it's escapism, but you also learn something. If somebody says they Googled something after reading one of my books, that always makes me happy, because mm-hmm. they want to find out more information about something. So that's my goal when writing.
And your first two books were about Paris.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, Paris, and then Paris and England for my second one.
It had to be a fun adventure for you.
Yes, yeah. I had been to Paris quite a bit from my prior job, and then, of course, I had to make some more trips to really get the feel.
Well, the book out now is The Book of Summer, appropriately, and it is from New York Times bestselling author Michelle Gabel, joining us from San Diego. It's been a pleasure. What's next?
What's next? Well, I just turned in my fourth book, which takes place on Cape Cod, so the sort of same general area, and is, again, based on a true story. So that should be out around this time next year.
Very good. But The Book of Summer is out and about from St. Martin's Press, from Michelle Gabel.